Crystal of Crystal Robertson State Farm right here in Motown. And I have a few questions for you. Are your assets protected? What type of legacy are you leaving behind? And do you really know your coverages? If you struggle to answer any of those questions, we need to talk. We offer home, business, auto, and life insurance, just to name a few. Give us a call at 313-340-9000, or you can stop by our office at 7100 West 7 Mile. And don't forget to follow our social media pages at Crystal Serves Motown.
This program has been brought to you by the Marquardt Law Firm, former prosecutor and experienced aggressive criminal defense attorney, specializing in violent crimes, drug crimes, weapon crimes, murder, fraud, white-collar crimes, DUI, and much more. Fighting vigorously to win every case at trial, call 248-545-5290. Call the offices of Marquardt now.
You in love with me, but I'm not the girl of your dreams, cause I've been rocking and dodging the beat of love. Baby, I'm not the one for you. I'm not leaning on cause you know my truth, but I know just what to do for you, cause when that Jones come down, it nah, 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 nah.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to My Sister Circle. Hi, everybody. Woo! It's been like forever since we've been here. Hey, O, how are you?
It's Tess. I'm good. How are you?
I am good. It's been a long, long couple days, couple weeks. We haven't been on air, but we needed to take a break, don't you think?
Yes, I think we both were tired. Well, I think we're always going to be tired, but I just think we needed a minute to like regroup and then get back to it. But so much has happened in 2 weeks.
It has. So what's been going on with you?
So work has been really good and boys doing great in school and just feeling good, like tired as always, physically, but just feeling really good. Yeah.
I would have to say things have been going really good. The rest was definitely needed. The time spent with my family was definitely needed. I actually was like, kind of like, should we take another day, another week off? Should we? And actually, Charlie even reached out. Charlie even reached out and was like, sis, are y'all breaking this week? Are y'all breaking? You know, are y'all resting? So, another week would have been good, but you know, it was time to come back because we always miss our audience and miss being on air, but rest is always necessary and quality time with your family is always necessary. And I'm sure it's always good for Charlie to be able to take a break because y'all know Charlie do so many shows in one day. Do so many things in one day. So I know that that was definitely something we was all grateful about. So,
yes.
How did you feel? Because we haven't been on air since. So how did you feel when we got the news about being in the top three?
Okay. So I think that was it a weeknight or was it a weekend?
It was a Friday night.
Friday night. Okay. So that Friday night, I met up with some friends because it was like he owns a shop. So it was like meeting group of friends, having dinner. So I'm sitting at the table waiting for everybody to show up. You send me the link. So I put my headphones in while I'm at this restaurant that's like super loud and I'm listening. And when they said My Sister Circle, I literally screamed at the top of my lungs in this hoity-toity restaurant downtown. And I did not give a hoot who looked at me because I was just like You know what? I'm not going to say I couldn't believe it because I can, because I think anything is possible. But because you and I know each other, and it's just like, whoever would have thought? Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Whoever would have thought? Like, when we started this, I think our objective has always been and still is we just wanted to do something for women. We wanted to do something to show what real sisterhood is. I never even heard of the Detroit Awards or anything like that. So it's never been a thought, but I feel so honored and like, this is really cool. This is amazing.
So I'm with you. Everything you said, it was me and James, me and my husband were watching it together. And, you know, it was one of those things where we were like sitting on the edge of our seats because so many categories. So James had kind of got a strategy and was like, so what I think they're doing is they're going in order with this list. But then they started going in order with this list. And then they jumped from where we should have been next. The podcast should have been next. And then they kind of jumped to like DJ or something. And we were like sitting on the edge of our seat, and then it happened. And I mean, it was just, I can't even describe the feeling at that moment, but what I can say is that it sent a shock through my body. Because it was, you can, it's one of those things where you stand on faith and you're like, okay, what did I do? I sent you a bunch of dresses and I was like, I'm wearing this to the awards because we're going to win. Right. But even in that moment of standing on that, you still, once you hear that God has done it again, it is something totally different. Like you can't prepare for that moment. Because and I think he wants it like that though, right? Because I think he wants you to be able to take that moment in. And so it was an amazing feeling. I remember like the tears, I just started tearing up and I kind of went back and I kind of watched it again. And then my mom sent me like the YouTube channel. And so then I watched it again. And then I had already sent it to you guys, but I watched it again. And then I watched it again. And then I'm like, I sent Jessica, because congratulations to What Up Dope podcast as well, because Jessica was actually our host. She filled in, guys. If you don't remember, Jessica filled in as a guest host a couple weeks ago. And she's on the What Up Dope podcast. She's the host, creator of the What Up Dope podcast. And they won also. And I remember sending Jessica a message like, dude, we won. Yeah. And she said, both of us? Girl, yes. What you doing? What you doing? You didn't see it. But she was out and about. And because it was just an amazing feeling. Like, I was definitely on cloud nine for a minute. And even now, just talking about it, it may not be a big deal to other people, but it's a huge honor. It's a huge honor that so many people went in and just voted, because that's how it happened, because of everybody here that watches the show. You know, all of our friends, all of our families, all of our viewers. That's how we won. That's how you become top three, because people believe in you. And so to know that not only is God able, but now it's other people that believes in you as well. And that's just an honor within itself, because it's one of those things, you know. So I'm getting emotional, so I don't want to keep getting emotional about it, but I truly am grateful that this vision, things are manifesting for this vision that God gave. Definitely, I'm grateful for that. So congratulations Charlie. I love all of y'all, because it's a team. It's team, okay? It's a team effort. Yeah. We all put in work every single week to make this happen, to make this show happen. I just walked in from my son's baseball game. My husband threw up the green screen. You know what I'm saying? So I literally walked in at 6:50 and we got it together. Oh, just got off work, came in, we doing the show. Charlie got a newborn baby. He got two toddlers at home, a wife. Yeah. You know, so we do this, and I'm just like, wow, we do this.
Yeah. I told my boys, I called them because they were with their dad. And I called, I said, Ezra, I want to tell you and your brother something, because even when they're not with me, that most of the time they're with me on Thursdays, they just so happen not to be with me tonight. But when we got nominated and we won, I called them to tell them, because I told them, I was like, Mommy and Aunt Dawana are nominated for an award in Detroit. So I called them. Oh my God. Do you know that they started crying? I was like, you guys, they're like, Mommy, you and Auntie Dawana are famous now. I'm like, boys, like, aww. It was just, you know what I mean? Like, it was just so special. Cause I was like, oh my God, you know, like, this is something that people don't get it. This is something you share with your children. Like, you share with your family. You and I are family. My boys and all of that. My boys know you. My boys know Uncle Charlie, as they call him. So it's just like, it's so cool to be able to share this. Like, I called my mom and my mom was just like screaming. I'm like, whoever would have thought? Like, I always knew that, like, this was something special. And I know, like, some people are like, well, it's not like it's a Grammy, but you don't understand. This is special to us because we're from Michigan. Grammy. It's our Grammy. We're from Michigan. This has been a lot of hard work and dedication of time and energy and transparency. And that means something, and that's worth something. And then, sis, like, I have to say it and remove myself from it. You birthed this beautiful baby and you've carried it and nurtured it. And look what you did. You should be so proud of yourself. I'm so proud of you. I mean, like, forget me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here because I love you. It has nothing to do with anything else. It's because I love you, but you did this. And that is, I'm amazed by you.
Well, to God be the glory. Cause I mean, this, to God be the glory. Seriously. Charlie's singing to us. I don't know. Y'all can't hear Charlie, but he's singing to us.
Charlie's crazy.
I'm grateful. So shout out to the Detroit Choice Awards, Dave Bishop. We just appreciate you for allowing artists from Detroit, creative visions from the city of Detroit, the Metro Detroit area, to have a voice, to have a platform, to be able to be awarded and acknowledged. So shouts out to him, hands claps, because that's an amazing thing that he does.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Because we don't want to.
Look, hold on, my eyeliner now.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Cry. All right. I'm already in that place where I'm still resting. So, you know, when you're still in that resting place, you're in that women, we be in that emotional space. Any little thing, any little drop can make you cry. I don't want to be today. So we're going to just move on. All right. So we are actually going to do Sister of the Week. Thank you, everybody, for saying congratulations. It is definitely because of you guys for voting. So we thank you guys so much for voting for My Sister Circle. If you voted for What Up Dope Podcast, we thank you for voting for What Up Dope Podcast. I wouldn't want to be in this category with anybody else. What Up Dope Podcast, it's an honor to be in there with What Up Dope Podcast. They are like on episode, like, they have done like 90 episodes.
Yeah.
90 episodes. Okay. So that's just amazing. All right. So we are going to do Sister of the Week last. And the reason we're going to do Sister of the Week last is because when we do shows like the Viewer's Choice Pick and things like that, Area Grievances, what happens is people send in topics. And when people send in topics that they want to talk about, it kind of get, you know, we kind of go in deep about it and then people start commenting. So I want to make sure that we have enough time to go over people's topics because they did take time to send them in.
Yeah.
All right. So Okay, guys, I need you guys to invite people in, share the broadcast, make sure you guys share it to different groups, all the things that you guys always do every week. I know it's been a while since we've been on, but we are here, back. We're not fully rested, but we're rested enough to get the job done.
Right.
The first topic that we're going to talk about, Charlie, do you have any commercials loaded? No, you don't, because I didn't tell you to do that. All right, well, let's go to commercial really quick.
This program has been brought to you by the Marquardt Law Firm, former prosecutor and experienced aggressive criminal defense attorney, specializing in violent crimes, drug crimes, weapon crimes, murder, fraud, white-collar crimes, DUI, and much more. Fighting vigorously to win every case at trial, call 248-545-5290. Call the offices of Marquardt now.
Get your perfect body in 2022. Dare to be Bodied is offering laser lipo, lipo cavitation, skin tightening, butt and breast lift, vaginal steaming, and so much more. Why don't you dare to be bodied? Call now for your free consultation, 313-434-4404.
This program has been brought to you by the Marquardt Law Firm, former prosecutor and experienced aggressive criminal defense attorney, specializing in violent crimes, drug crimes, weapon crimes, murder, fraud, white-collar crimes, DUI, and much more. Fighting vigorously to win every case at trial, call 248-545-5290. Call the offices of Marquardt now.
Welcome back to my sister circle. My name is Coach D, and this is All With Me. We are your hosts for tonight for my sister circle, and we are going to talk about our first topic today. Oh, which one you want to talk about first?
You know what? I think I want to talk about, because I have a very strong opinion about this.
Wait, before you say that. Let's not talk about the emasculating topic.
No.
Let's X that one off.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll talk to the person that sent that and just tell them that got to be a whole show type thing. And
that's too much to unpack in this amount of time.
Absolutely.
I really want to talk about Sierra and Russell Wilson.
Okay. Let's talk about that one.
So I've been noticing everyone posting pictures about him and calling him like he's so corny. And the only reason why she's with him is because of his money and such and such and such. And two things are troubling to me about this, right? So I commented on a mutual friend's page that posted it. And I said, I think the thing that's the most alarming to me is that I've never seen so many said secure men be so vocal about how another man presents himself. Like, what does him being corny have to do with you, and how does that affect you? Number two, who said that you were even in a space to call someone who is super paid corny? Number three, why can't we just celebrate the fact that he's happily married, he's got a gorgeous wife, beautiful children, and he doesn't even know that you exist while you're making fun of him?
Okay, that's a good
Can
one.
We just, like, I want everybody to just chill on him, because I feel like real women that are single, that are looking for love, that are interested in having like a compatible partner. To me, I could care less if you're corny. You can dance like Carlton from, what, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for all I care. Be a good husband, be a good partner, be a great father. Like, I think mature adults, mature men and women are really not, I know I'm not paying attention to the whole, oh, he's corny. Like, guys, come on. We're 40. We're old. Stop.
But why do you think, okay, because let's talk about it based off of what the women are saying, more so of what the men are saying about him, because I believe that men, this is going to be a hit to whatever man called him corny or said something about him, because when we talk about the men feeling that way, men are feeling that way because of their own inadequacies. Okay.
Yes.
Simple, point blank, period. That's that. So we can just cut that short, and not even discuss the men's version of, you know, why they would feel like this man is a simp, or, you know what I'm saying? Because you have no reason to call another man corny or simp when he's doing everything he's supposed to be doing for his wife, no matter what their relationship is based off of, no matter if she's making the huge decisions. That's not your business. So, but why do you think women? I know the reason, but why do you think that women call Russell Wilson a cornball or a soft man? Or, you know, why do you think that a woman would choose Future over choosing Russell?
I'm going to say this, and I would hope that we would be open to what I am saying, okay? Because I too am guilty. In my dating life, I made a mistake. Okay, let's just hold on. I think women would call him corny because there is something, not to me, but I think to some women, there's something very sexually attractive about the thug, about the guy that really doesn't have all his scruples. It's kind of like a loose cannon and he's rough around the edges. That's cute when you're like 21, 22. When you're pushing 40 and arthritis is on the way, it's not so cute. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's appealing because there's maybe like some danger involved. And he's like, maybe like has this like cool mystique to him and he's kind of aloof. But again, I'm like, I feel like sometimes we as women sabotage ourselves because to me, this guy Future, and I know he's a rapper and past that, I don't really know too much. I think there's something, you know, there's something sad about women picking men like that. And he very well could be a good guy. But from what I've seen, you know, in social media, he doesn't seem all that fantastic visually or anything else. But I think women pick men like that because they think that a guy really doesn't like you unless there's a level of dysfunction in your relationship. So unless there's a level of dysfunction and he's not giving you a hard time and you're not calling him and threatening him over the phone, it's like you almost don't want to get used to having peace and having someone that's rooting for you and loving you and affectionate. And I think that that's disturbing. And I think women kind of need to alter their mindset that like a guy doesn't have to be like selling dope on the corner and calling you out of your name and acting all crazy to be sexy. That's not what sexiness is. That's not what appealing. That's not, and there's nothing appealing about that to me.
So I think it's okay with having your preference of what you want your man to be like. So I think you want a man that has a little, he's a little rough, you know.
Yeah.
He is, you know, I think it's okay even if you want a street dude. I do. That's your prerogative. What I don't agree with is because of your self-esteem, and I'm not talking about all women, I'm talking about those women that are calling him corny, or, you know, saying the things that they're saying about him, because I do have a problem with that, because I think when you do that, you are projecting your self-esteem issues on to the rest of the world and to that man, because you have self-esteem issues and you need the chaos in your life and you need all of these, like you said, dysfunctional things to be going on in your life. So because he's not bringing that to the table, and this is what you're used to. You're used to that that type of behavior because of your self-esteem and because of how you are not built up. Then you want to project that onto him, and that's not okay. You know, I always used to hear, you know, the nice guy finish last, and it's sad, but it's true. They do. They do finish last because there were so many women, and we can even kind of touch on a little bit, the emasculating part of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you want to have this man that, is an emotional being. You want him to be emotional in some areas, but then you want him to have this bit of dysfunction. And if he's bringing that type of kind of, he's very calm, have a calm spirit, or he's a Christian man, or, you know, he takes care of his children and he does things a little different, then you have an issue with that as well. I just don't understand what it is that women, or those women that are, you know, calling him corny, and I just don't understand what it is that they really want, but they don't know what they really want.
No, I think they're confused. I think they have a skewed look at what love and relationships really are. The things that you see on TV and Love and Hip Hop and those people having arguments and yelling and screaming and swearing at each other, that's not love. That's toxicity. You should never, ever want to strive to be like that. Having a mate that respects you, that you can sit down and talk with, and that understands you on all levels of your personality is healthy. There's never going to be anything that's perfect, but intentionally seeking someone that has those characteristic traits as a future, or maybe, you know, someone along those guidelines, I think it's a disservice that you're doing to yourself. Love does not have to equal struggle and strife and arguments and drama. Love can be peaceful and harmonious and enjoyable. And I think if women kind of retrain their mind to really understand what the plan of love is and what it could look like for them in a different capacity, they would start looking at those things like, you know, the rappers and stuff. I'm like, you know what? Why would I want to put myself through that? Because who wants to go through that on a day to day? Not anyone sound thinking to me.
So I don't want it to be that, you know, we're saying that rappers and, you know, these men can't
no,
be
not
good
at
men
all.
Because they can. They absolutely can. But you can't say that because this man is different and he ain't slapping her and, you know, like you said, calling her out her name and all of those things, that he's horrible. It's okay to have your preference. But that doesn't mean that man is corny. I mean, that everything that she prayed for in a man, he's that man for her. And so he's that person. His upbringing was totally different from a street dude. His upbringing was totally different from that type of dude. So he's going to be different. But I just, hats off to Russell Wilson, because he's making Sierra happen. He's doing an amazing job. I honestly wish that more men, even whatever type of man you are, far as if you're a street dude or anything like that, I really wish that if you are lacking some things, that you know that it's okay to take some plays from his playbook. And I mean, you ain't got to be just like him, but take some plays from his playbook. He did things but I don't want it to seem like I'm bashing a certain type of man, because I'm not. My husband is from the hood. He from the streets, you know.
But you know, I know some street guys.
My husband is a great man, though. He's a great provider. Yeah. He's a great husband. He's a great father. You know what I'm saying? He has great work ethics. You know what I'm saying? So his integrity is amazing. So he has these amazing qualities, and he is from the streets.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with the preference. I don't. Because for me, I don't want a soft pushover type guy. But that's not to say Russell is a pushover.
Yeah.
Just because he,
I don't know.
He's well spoken. Just because he knows how to treat his woman, or just because he prayed, or that doesn't mean he's a pushover.
Mm-mm. No, I know some guys that are street guys that are all about their wives, all about their kids. You know what I mean? They are extremely masculine, but when it comes to their family and their mate, they're very soft and they have a heart for their family and for their wives. And I'm like, okay, that's fine too. But the whole toxic nature of, you know, you can tell that whatever transpired, I mean, even though we don't know Russell Wilson, Sierra, and this, you know, other guy, we don't know what really transpired between them. But as a woman looking at another woman, you can tell that something definitely happened there that was uncomfortable and unpleasant. And it's just, I think it speaks volumes as to the man that he is, given other situations that have played out with him in the media and his other children and his other moms, you know, that he's had kids with. So it's like, who wants that when you could have peace and harmony? He very well could be a great guy, but the proof is in the pudding, and the pudding looks like he's got worms in it to me.
You silly. But and another thing, yeah, Russell is not perfect.
No.
So I'm sure he got some flaws to him too that make him not so corny in the moment of pissing her off.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still a man.
All day long.
All right. So anybody have some comments about the Russell Wilson? I know that's kind of behind time, you know. Stuff moved quick in the media, but people wanted to still talk about this because they sent this topic in. So we can, yeah. If you guys want to comment about the Russell Wilson and Sierra's relationship or him being corny. If not, we gonna move on to the next grievance. I bet if somebody came and Sierra messed up, you'll see the thug in Wilson. I guarantee it.
Yes. Yes.
You
indeed.
Better believe it. That's right, B-Ty. You definitely gonna see the thug in him. And he may not be a thug that's gonna pull a gun out on you, but he gonna get in your butt, because I mean, he's still a man. Yeah, that whole thing is just insane to me. So I honestly don't understand it. I don't understand it more so from the woman, like how they treated that situation. The men, I kind of ignored the men talking about it. But the women, yeah. I was just so disgusted. Like, this is just, but this is
calling that man ever. Corny. It has been, it's been going back and forth.
This didn't just start with Russell Wilson. This been forever how they treat men that are kind of, you know, a little soft spoken. And that's all he is. And I'm not saying he's soft spoken. I take that back. He's well spoken.
Mm hmm.
That's it.
Educated man. Yeah.
And educated, right? And rich as I don't know what. Y'all tripping. That's okay. All right. So what's our next one? What's our next one that you want to go to? You know, we should go to the one we said we wasn't going to talk about the actual slap.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore. But do you have actual question in front of you?
I do have the questions, or how do we feel?
The question about what we said, yes. How we said we would spin the Will Smith and Chris Rock question.
Yes. So the spin on that is, I guess it is, how do we feel about the wife conducting herself in kind of protecting your husband when he is about to make a bad choice or bad decision. I said it once on my own personal Facebook, and I stand by this decision. As a wife, okay, we have an obligation, and I'm not a wife anymore, but I was a wife for 9 years. As a wife, you have an obligation to protect your husband as much as he is protecting you, okay? That is not just a man's job. We got to cut that out. If you see your husband, okay, in the process of getting ready to accomplish something monumental or even minuscule, and you know that the next step that he could make could be detrimental to accomplishing anything, detrimental meaning it could put him behind bars, it could jeopardize your income, his well-being, his safety, his physical person. Your job as a wife is to stop your husband and to control that situation. And I can hear the woman now, I can't stand up in between two men. It's not about standing up. What it is about is creating a space for your husband to feel like, one, his wife has his back. Absolutely. Two, you're not going to stir the pot and aggravate him even further or even suggest that he go and do something stupid. Women as wives are the calm in the storm. We're like the lighthouse. When stuff gets watery and turbulent, your husband looks at the lighthouse. If the lighthouse ain't got no light on and he can't figure out where to go, you failed. You've absolutely unequivocally failed. There's no way in the world I would be Jada Pinkett Smith with a wildly successful husband like Will Smith. Would I sit there with my legs crossed and my hands perched and watch my husband, who's about to get an Oscar for something huge, and watch him get up on stage and slap somebody? It just wouldn't happen. I would have got up so fast, the bottom of my Louboutin shoes would have been smoking. You're not getting ready to ruin your moment. You worked hard for this. We're not ruining this moment. I'm disappointed. I'm not so much disappointed in Will. I'm disappointed that his wife could not settle him down, grab him something. I wouldn't care what you thought he was going to do. Maybe she thought, because he's such a jokester, maybe she thought he was going to hug him or kiss him or do something silly. I don't know. But either way, she could have changed that. She could have changed it, and it's disappointing.
We're not going to give her any. She may have thought she didn't get any kind of leeway with this one. She messed up, and just like she did, she failed. She failed. And, you know, I honestly don't even need to piggyback on anything that was said. You said it all. She failed. It's just what it is. Because that is exactly what our job is. There is not a time where I have not talked my husband, if my husband was getting ready to enter into something that I knew would domino effect. Okay. Instantly. Yeah. There is not a time that I did not go in to quarterback that thing. Okay. If I did not, first of all, as wives, the power that we have, first of all, as wives, not only the power that we have, but if you speak in biblically about it, we're anointed to do just that.
Right.
Okay. That is in our anointing. That is in our walk. That is in our purpose. That's being his helpmate. Okay. That is what we are supposed to do. So she dropped the ball. But she didn't even drop the ball. I'm not even going to say she dropped the ball, because she never picked it up in the first place. It never was a thought of hers. And we just, I can't give her nothing. And I mean nothing. I'm just, y'all want to cancel Will. We got to cancel Jada, not Will.
She needs to be canceled. I don't know. And I don't know, you know, we don't know her personally or anything, but I'm just like, forget you being famous. You are supposed to protect your husband. What would make you think that that's okay? You don't do any, like, you're not going to do anything to protect him?
Nothing. She didn't make the comments that she made even after the storm was about her. It was about her personal healing. It wasn't about her husband. She didn't speak on behalf of her husband. So as wives, let's take them out of it. But as a wife, just like O said, we have to protect our husbands, our mate, our spouse, just like we want them to protect us. Exactly how they come home from work. And you know how they always say, a man comes home from work and a man wants to be in his safe space, in his comfortable space, where there is no dysfunction, because he deals with that on the outside, okay? He deals with that outside of his house. So if he has to come home to that, and let's just say there, that was his sanctuary right there sitting next to his wife, okay?
Yeah.
So now you're in your sanctuary, and your wife didn't do her due diligence in making sure, I don't care if you had to pull his coattail,
listen,
he shouldn't have walked up on that stage.
I would have sumo body slammed WWF him. My dress would have been up over my head, and I would have taken the brunt of the jokes, whatever. I fell, tripped, got amnesia and fell and out. There's no way I would have let him do that.
And if you couldn't stop him from walking up the stage, you should have been going up there with him. And you grabbed his hand and then y'all walked the other something. But you never allow your husband, you never allow your husband to tear down the kingdom.
No, and she's too foolish to even. Foolish.
She completely, like you said, failed at her assignment as his wife, and of protecting her husband through the whole thing. And so I told everybody in this house, we will not be canceling Will Smith in this house.
No,
okay,
we
don't even have to talk about it. We don't have to talk about the slap anymore. But for as far as Jada, we're not supporting nothing she does. I love Red Table Talk, and I will no longer watch it.
No, after I saw that, and when I did see it, and I saw him slap Chris Rock, I instantly said to myself, "Now, what type of wife sits by?" Everyone is held accountable for their actions. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm saying. But she has a position as a wife. I cannot shake that sentiment. There will be no more Red Table Talk for me, because you're not. My thing is this. If you're going to talk about it, you better be about it. And on your Red Table Talk, you also need to make sure that you fully understand. You want him to be so much, but you also better understand what your role and your responsibility is. We can never tell a man what to do and how they should function and what they should be, but you better daggone sure know what your positioning is and what, forget what Hollywood is, what God ordained you to be as a wife. It's in the book. How you take care of your husband, how you protect your husband, how you're supposed to be a helpmate. You, if he's the head, you the neck. The neck has control of the head. You misrepresent your husband when you don't take care of him the way you should. It's just it.
And she should have never, she did him a disservice the moment she, and let's remove that particular night. It's been a lot of
foolishness.
We're going to go ahead and talk about it just for a brief second about the entire segment of that real quick.
Yeah.
He didn't slap Chris Rock because he was pissed off. That didn't happen. He didn't.
No.
Let's remove the fact that he laughed and all of that. He acted out of emotion of the emotions of he got to go home with his crazy wife.
Yeah. And it is misplaced aggression. I think just from an outsider looking in, we don't know all the dynamics of their marriage. I take that. But to me, when someone decides to physically harm another adult because of your wife's reaction, that means there's other things going on behind the scenes. I think it's been embarrassment from the whole, is his name August? I'm not too hip with some of this stuff, but August Isleen or however he says his name. I think there's some embarrassment for that. I think it's some embarrassment from his wife being as vocal as she was about what goes on in their marital bed or doesn't go on in their marital bed. And I think it's because she doesn't offer him a place of protection and a place of safety. I think all of that coupled together in that moment, he just erupted. And his aggression wasn't even so much toward Chris. His aggression was pent up, directed toward his wife, but he couldn't slap her in the moment. He slapped another man in the moment.
I got a comment that says, unless Will gave her some indication that she shouldn't interfere with anything he does. Nope. Even if my husband would have gave me some indication that you don't ever get involved when it's two men or when when it's my business or anything like that, because I know that played out. I've seen when he stood up, that would have been a domino effect in everything that will go forward. Everything that goes forward, that's a that's my job as a wife. I'm supposed to see ahead, okay? I'm supposed to see ahead, right? Yep. So because I'm supposed to see ahead, then I knew what was going to come if he walked on that stage. Even if he walked on that stage and whispered something in that man's ear, what you did, you shouldn't have been on that stage. Okay, no. So I don't care if my husband would have indicated. We could have argued about that later. But you're not going to ruin your life and ours and our children's. No. So, no.
She could have even, I think it was triggered by the face she made. Like, for me, I think I had an incident like that where something happened once before. And instead of me getting all, riled up, it can be as simple as grabbing your husband's arm as a sign of reassurance that everything is okay. Well, I don't think women understand. We don't understand the power that we have. We don't. And if you really know what type of power you have and influence you have over your mate and the unctioning of his life and his reactions and his responses, I guarantee you, you would reverence your job a little bit more than what you do. You don't understand the power that you have. A simple touch that says, I'm okay, we're okay, chill out.
It has happened in my marriage several times where I just had to touch my husband. I had to touch my husband and son. Later. Later. Just with the not right now.
You gotta know.
All right, so moving on, next topic, because it's 7:52. Wow. Let me read this comment real quick.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if she actually knew that he was going up there and smack Chris Rock. She didn't. I don't think she knew he was going to go smack him. I don't think that. But she knew he was walking up to that stage, and it should have been a no from there. I'm just not sure she knew that, because Will is not a violent person in the past. I think personally that it goes way back further than the incident. The reason Will smacked Chris, I'm not condoning this. Don't think I am. Will was wrong. I would want my husband to say something, knowing that I know he would not put his hands on anyone unless a man have attacked me violently. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think she knew that he was going up there to hit him, because he's not violent. No. Okay. Mm-mm. So there's no indication that, oh my gosh, she's gonna, but once he stood up out that seat, first of all, like you said, the touch. They was far away from each other that she was supposed to stand up to.
Yeah, listen, they don't want to talk about that though. I'm gonna be quiet for tonight.
So they,
baby, when your husband gets up, we get up.
It wasn't reach distance where she could have touched him, but
yeah,
but she was supposed to stand up and look at him and say, it's okay. Handle that after. Because I don't even think that he should have, even the comment that he made sitting down, I think it was.
It should have been stopped right then and there. Right then and there.
I didn't like it.
No.
I'm so sad. And it makes me so sad, because you can tell that he's mentally unstable.
Absolutely.
And so that part, we don't know that he's not violent.
Don't know that.
That's a fair statement. We don't know that he's not violent. We assume that he's not violent because he's an actor that shows that he's not violent when we see him. So you're absolutely right. We don't know he's not violent. So she could have known that he was going up there to smack Chris, but he never smacked him before, and he's been came down on him at some different award shows. But okay, nevertheless, all right, next topic was what? Because we got to get to these other people's topics real quick.
Let's see, the other one is the Cam Newton comment. Now, I don't know what the comment was, because sometimes my stuff is like hit or miss on social media. So somebody tell me, what was the comment?
So the comment that Cam Newton made was, he said he wanted his woman to be, to know how to take care of him, but also know how to be quiet. He said something like, it's too many women saying that their boss bees are out here, and they don't know how to take care of home. So that was his comment. That's why the media, the women, they've been crucified for Cam Newton. I don't disagree with him though. I don't.
I gotta say, I kind of don't disagree. Okay, I'm gonna say this. My grandmother was married for 50 plus years. She passed away at 97 years old. She's married to my grandfather for 50 plus years. Okay. One of the smartest things my grandmother ever told me as a woman and as a wife was, sometimes you got to be slow to speak and quick to hear. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think, it's true for men and women in marriage. There's a time to talk and there's a time to shut your lips. And that's not, I think it's a maturity thing. And I don't think it has anything to do with about like someone, you know, flexing their masculinity or being rude. I just think that there's a time to talk and there's a time to shut up. It just is what it is. And if you are mature enough to kind of dissect that and understand it, it doesn't read as offensive to me. And I'm not a pick me or any of that crap. But I think that that's okay as a woman to know when it's okay to be quiet. That's okay.
So women were crucifying him more so because he has a few baby mothers and, you know, so he got a lot of baby mamas. He got a lot of children. And, you know, basically from what they say in the media, he's a cheater, you know, so they're basing the crucifixion is based off of how can you say these things and you're this type of guy.
This is the thing. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about what type of man he is because it's there.
So let's remove the comment who the source was. Okay.
Right.
And just think about the actual statement that's made. And so if we make that statement, if that statement is made by a great man, I don't disagree with the statement. I think that women, let's start here. I think that the culture and the times that we're in right now, I think that being a boss chick, I think that it has went to a different level. It instead of being a boss chick, meaning you're a business owner, you're about your business, you know, maybe not a business owner, but you about your business, you know what I'm saying? In everything that you do, all the areas of your life, you are about your business, right?
Yeah.
But what has happened with that term, that statement, boss chick, it has went from women call themselves boss chicks and they don't, no, they're not domesticated. Boom. There we go.
No,
they don't know
not
how
at
to
all.
Do anything. And so I think
that don't know how to boil a pot of water.
And I think that that's what he was saying. More so, he wasn't degrading women in any kind of way. I think that he was more so saying the type of woman that he wants is he wants a woman that can handle her business. She can be a boss chick, but she got to know how to cook some dinner. She got to know how to do some laundry. She got to know how to take care of the kids. She got to know how to do all of these things before. And on top of that, she has to know when to allow me to leave. So I think that that's more so. And like I said, I just don't disagree with what he said. And I just think we got to tighten it up, ladies. You know, we can't allow the men to feel like we're not submissive. Because nevertheless, you choose a man, right?
Yep.
And when you choose this man, you choose him knowing everything about him. You know all his flaws. You know the things that he doesn't bring to the table. You know the things that he brings to the table. So you can't, once he doesn't bring these assets that you want him to bring to the table, this was something that I had to learn for myself. Like, you pictured all this stuff in your mind that you want your life to be like, right? Let's say you want this white picket fence family and this whole picture that you have created for yourself, but you get with a man that doesn't have all of those assets. You guys date, you know, everything is everything, and then you get to this place where you're like, no, I want you to be what I dreamed of.
Yeah.
I want you to be this person. And so we put these high expectations on these men and, you know, on our spouse, we put these expectations that maybe they haven't got to yet. We do that, that's when I think when we do that, that is when the problems come in, because now we have got in our mind that this man is going to be this person that we dreamed of, and that's just not the case in that moment.
Yeah.
And so I don't disagree again with every with what he said. Now I do think that women are looking for men that are going to be leaders. Okay.
Yeah,
I do. And we want to feel protected, like we were talking about, but some men aren't stepping up to the plate and doing that and being those leaders. But women, we
know, and then just because they're men, also, I think the thing that women have to realize is just because someone is a man doesn't necessarily mean that he is intended to be the head of a household. It doesn't mean that he's intended to be a leader. It doesn't intend that he's meant to lead you. Some people just are not capable of functioning in that capacity. And it is up to you to use discernment as to whom you're getting involved with to know if they're capable of leading you.
And you can't be upset that they can't lead you. You just gotta kind of move on if that's what you're looking for, because you can't choose to stay and then, you know, scream and kick and holler when, you know, you're not getting what you want him to be. We have to be accountable and say, okay, it's time for me to move on because this is not what I want. But a lot of times we're not willing to move on. We're not willing to leave because we've gotten into a comfortable space, or we love them, or you know what I'm saying? Or this is, you know, I just want them to change for me. I had to realize, like, no man is going to change because you want him to. That's just not, it don't work like that. You know, the man that you married or you got into a relationship with, that, and that's not to say that he can't grow there, that there can't be any maturity or growth, but he can't change on the pace that you want him to change on. It's just not going to happen. We got a comment from Ebony that says, willing to be led, provided I'm being led by a sufficient leader. I think they only feel the need to exclude the boss chick mentally when they feel that they haven't met their match. Lord knows I don't want to wear the pants. Give me a skirt, please.
Amen.
I agree. We want to, we definitely, as women, most women, and I'm going to go and say all women.
Yeah.
We want to be led by somebody, a man. We do.
I don't think there's a woman alive that doesn't want to be with someone that she can be feminine with and allow him to take the lead and just be like, yeah, he's got it. I don't think there's a woman alive that would not want to feel like that.
I want to believe there's no woman alive, but I know some women that can't operate unless they're in control.
No.
They can't function if they're not.
I don't want to control anything. I don't want to control nothing.
So it is 8:04, and we have to do our sister of the week really quick. Let me see if Charlie is still around, because I haven't heard from Charlie in a while.
Yeah. Charlie!
Oh, Charlie is here. Okay. Charlie, let's do our sister of the week so we can get off air, because I have to go to work at 3 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Our amazing sister of the week. I'm so excited.
Gorgeous.
I get to choose the sister of the week. Our amazing sister of the week is my sister, Brittany. Yay!
Gorgeous.
So, Brittany is the owner and esthetician of the Skinned In. And let me tell y'all, so the reason I chose Britt, because I've watched Britt birth this baby, the Skin Dan. I've watched her birth this from literally scratch, okay? Ask Ebony. We have watched her birth this business from scratch to, I'm talking about, I don't want to say, listen, I'm excited because this is a multi-million dollar company, billion dollar company that she is building, that she has birthed. And I'm just so happy that I get to see her building it, building it, building it. And every time, you know, every single piece is just like completely leveled up. You know what I'm saying? Like from the house, like Ebony said, from home to an empire. Like we are watching her build her empire. And she is such a person that does it with grace.
Mm.
When I say with grace, not only with grace, but in silence. In silence, okay? And when she come back, when she come back from her silent moment of building, it's like
what is this?
I just be blown away. Like, she is, and her heart is just so beautiful, okay? She has such a genuine spirit, such a genuine heart. Charlie, if you could put those pictures up, because I want you to show her work. You guys, I'm going to make sure that all her information is put up. So she sent me some pictures of some brows that she's done, some before and afters. Oh my gosh, she is just amazing.
Wow.
She will get your skin together. She will get your brows together. Everything that Britt touches produces greatness. Do you hear me?
I love
everything
that.
She touched produce greatness. So we just gonna look at this beautiful work that she does. Do y'all see this? Get
amazing.
To the skin pictures. She got some skin pictures up there that she's done. Some, oh my gosh, just look at that.
Yes.
Okay. I am just
look now. Where is she located?
She is located here. She was located in Southfield. Actually, she was located right next to our studio in Southfield before we moved from Southfield. And she was located there. And now she has just gotten another, her own building in West Bloomfield.
Awesome.
Charlie, do you have the information that you can put up? So in West Bloomfield, all of her information, we'll make sure that it's posted on our page. If Charlie doesn't get that put up, but I'm sure he will. She's located in West Bloomfield. Her website is theskinden.com. That's the skynden.com. Her phone number and her address for the new studio, which is a new building, not just a studio, but just like a building. I mean, I'm just... Oh, Brittany, I love you. I do. I couldn't be more happy. You know, me and I, we went to high school together, and our relationship literally bloomed from just, I think it was more so spiritually what we needed. And that's how our relationship bloomed to where it is now. And we don't miss a beat with each other. When I say we don't miss a beat, we cannot talk for a while, for some weeks, for some months. And then we'll both be thinking about each other and send each other a message. And it's just, you know, I'm just so proud of seeing her, a girl from Inkster, build this type of empire that she has built for herself, for her family. She has two children. She has a husband. So I'm excited just to see her empire grow to, like I said, a multi-billion dollar company, because, honey, it's that.
Go, Brittany.
It's that. So congratulations, Britt, on being our sister of the week. All right, guys. So Ebony says she still gets consults from her all the way in Florida. I'm telling you, she is amazing. All right, guys. So that is our show for tonight. I have to get into bed and go to sleep because I have to be at work soon. But that is our show for tonight. Next week's show is, we actually are going to do a show with some guest women. And I believe we're going to have the What Up Doe podcast host on as well. And it is going to be a bomb show. This show is going to be on women. What is it about? Girl, I forgot. women. Oh, the no new friends mantra. Why some women do not want to have new friends in their lives? And if you are that person, like, why don't you want new friends? Why? Because I love new friends. And the reason I love new friends is because I love any new friend, new sister that is going to be effective in my life.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm not opposed to new sisterhood. I'm definitely not. But there's women out here that do not want any new friends. Like, they're like, they barely want any.
My goodness.
Women friends as is, but they don't want any new friends. The friends that they have, they're going to stick with. So we're going to have some women on here on the What Up Though podcast. And then we're going to have another guest host come on. And we're going to speak about that. So it's going to be a bunch of us. I don't know how Charlie's going to do it, but we know he's going to pull it off because he's an amazing producer.
Go, Charlie. All right.
Go, Charlie, right? All right, guys. Oh, we got anything else to say?
Nope. That's all. That's all for tonight.
All right, guys. Remember, there's no competition in sisterhood, and always, always be willing to fix your sister's crown. Have a good night.
Bye.